have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's a really nice morning in L.A. so far. You can get involved by calling 888-77-573-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, the response to it is amazing, and the question itself is amazing. Why are women assumed innocent and men assumed guilty? Why are women assumed innocent and men assumed guilty? Amazing question, right? Yes, Jesse. And again, the questions are there for those men and women who want to overcome themselves, who want to know themselves, to want to overcome the false life and live the real life, reality. It's for you. It's not for those men and women who love their misery. Stay in your misery and suffer. But if you want out, it's these biblical questions are to remind you and encourage you to know thyself. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show, JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, out and about, and you just can't sit and watch the show, you can podcast, but you can listen on your phone while you're doing whatever it is you're doing. If you're just simply making breakfast or getting a glass of water or working out or whatever, you can listen to the show on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live. Excuse me. At 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. Don't forget to like these videos, by the way. It is Tuesday. Yeehaw! And Tuesday is everyone's favorite day, because it is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to
what
me.
What the? Who let the dogs out? Woof.
Amazing. It is amazing, too, how fast these days are going by. Do you realize this is March 24th, 2026 already? What a mess, huh? It's going by like 90 going north. And it's amazing. For those who want to be free, I want you to know that you're never going to be free until you can admit, even to yourself, just to yourself. You don't have to say it out loud if you don't want. It's up to you. That you are wrong. That you are wrong. And you're never going to be right. You will never be right by being wrong. You cannot correct a right with a wrong. And you've been trying all your life to correct a right with a wrong. And so you're using the same nature that created the problem to try to create another solution, and it's never going to work. You're going to have to give up a life in order to get a life. You got to give up a life, which is a false life. It's not even a life. It's an illusion. You got to give up a life. Ain't no way around it, just so you know. No way around it. You got to give up a life. And this life that you're giving up is not even yours. It's darkness. It's a false life, darkness that you've identified yourself with, attached yourself to, and call it you. You're not your thoughts. You're not your pain, the so-called good one or bad ones. You're not your past. You're not your traumas. You're not whatever anybody has ever done to you. You're not your future. And if you can't be happy now, right now, you're never going to be happy. To say I'll be happy tomorrow or next week or on my birthday or my wedding day or whatever day is an admission that you're not happy. And those days, if they should happen, would never make you happy. Either you be happy now or you're never going to be happy. Because the same thing that you're using now to not be happy, you use it tomorrow, or on your way today, or when you get your project done, or whatever. So it's up to you. You got, ain't no way around it. And once you give that life up, even when you start really working on it, and you start to see that, well, I really am not my thoughts. I really am not my past or future, or the traumas, or the anger, or the resentment, or the viciousness. Something made a home in me. And I can't blame anyone but myself for not working on myself. Until you can see that, you're never going to be free. That's just the way it is. And you can join all of the You're Right clubs, organizations, churches, events, You Are Right events for the rest of your life, and you will always be miserable. You will never be free. You just have a bunch of people telling you you're right. You're right. Religious people telling you you're right. As long as you belong to the You're Right club, they're only telling you you're right so you can tell them back that they're right. But you got to go to the You're Wrong club, organization, or church, or event. And when they tell you that you're wrong, then you would start to be right. Especially when you admit it, I am wrong. I'm resentful. I'm angry. I'm jealous. I'm living in the past or the future. I'm revengeful. Then you could be right. You don't have to be you any longer. You really, 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 really don't. You're only you in your misery because you want to be miserable. This is why you can't really help anyone unless they ask for help. Because most human beings, 99.9 human beings, men and women, want to be miserable. And then if you're that one that want out, you don't want to be miserable anymore. You want to be free. They will attack you. One is trying to get away. Don't let that one get away. Misery love misery. They love company. But you got to be willing to stand alone to be free. Did you hear about this daughter, this mother and her daughter down there in northern Kentucky? They just turned down $26 million. I want to know what you think about their decision to do this. They turned down $26 million. They got this offer for their property because they didn't, they turned it down because they didn't want to see a data center built there. Watch this from Local 12.
Listening to these cattle, what are they saying to you?
Stay and hold and feed a nation. If it's my way, I'll stay and hold and feed a nation. 26 million doesn't mean anything.
Some people might find it hard to understand how Delcia Bear can turn away a $26 million offer to buy some of her land until you spend a little time with her walking the dirt road she grew up on and in the house her daddy built.
My grandfather and great-grandfather and a whole bunch of family has all lived here for years, paid taxes on it, fed a nation off of it, even raised wheat through the Depression and kept the bread lines up in the United States of America when people didn't have anything else.
Delcia is one of dozens of landowners approached by an anonymous buyer, one of the major players in artificial intelligence, likely Google or Meta or Amazon, to purchase their land. The market value for land in Mason County is about $6,000 an acre. The realtor that came to her door last April offered her and her mother about 10 times that.
That's amazing. They don't even want all the land. They want some of the land, according to the report. We will give you $26 million for some of your land. What will you do? Oh, my, what the? And they want some of the land. $26 million. How soon do you want it? You want me and the cows gone tomorrow? What the? The family expressed a lack of trust in the promises made by AI companies, with the mother calling the economic prosperity claim a scam. Why is this?
They call us old stupid farmers, you know, but we're not. We know whenever our food is disappearing, our lands are disappearing, and we don't have any water and poison. We know we've had it.
Delcia's mom, Ida Huddleston, is now 82 years old. She says she does not need the money or the hassle. She was born on this land, and she plans to die here, and she certainly does not trust the promises made by the AI companies or the people who want them to build here.
So what do you say to the people who are in town that say, hey, this is going to bring jobs, this is going to bring economic prosperity?
I say they're a liar and the truth ain't in them. is what I say. It's a scam.
For Delcia, scam or not, she says she's connected to her home like Scarlett O'Hara was in Gone with the Wind.
As long as she was attached to that land, her spirit never would die. And that's the exact same thing for me right here. As long as I'm on this land, as long as it's feeding me, as long as it's taking care of me, there's nothing can destroy me if I've got this land.
This land is my land. Amazing. Would you, I know you have to be in this situation, Anchor Baby, to really, really, really know, but would you take the...
Give me the money.
But they've been on that land forever, and they seem happy on that land. They don't seem to care about the money that much.
Yeah, that last comment about the land made me think about some old ways of thinking. It's not a lie, what she's saying.
It's not a what?
It's something, there's something true to what she's saying.
Yeah.
About the land. Give me the money.
The average person would take the money, but then the money will be gone really soon, and then they want their land back. That old lady made the point that because of the way they make food now, processed food and stuff, that on her land, they don't have to do that. They eat natural and real food. It reminded me of when I was growing up, and we had to farm like that. We had to plant our own food and everything for the most part. And so the food was more, it wasn't poison as they say it is today. So I kind of understand that too.
It's kind of always worth it for countries. It's like if you can take land, if you could like take any land, it's kind of worth any price because of the economic boost you'll get.
Yeah.
Like owning land is always better.
It is. I think it was a big mistake on the part of the people to sell so much land to these big cities and things like that. And now it seems like a whole lot of folks, if not most, are living in the cities depending on the companies. And they're not even walking around on dirt. They walk around on cement and everything else. Everything is just gone. It's nice to own some land. Somebody said, take the money, wait for the AI bubble to pop, then buy it back. But AI is not going to want to sell the land back. What does that mean, pop? What does that wait for the bubble to pop?
Someone is speculating that AI is growing bigger than it really is worth. And so there's a lot of people making bets that this person is speculating are going to pop. So when that does, there'll be opportunities.
Oh.
Because then those people won't want those data centers. They built them by overblown estimations.
The AI centers?
That's what this person's speculating, that they would want to sell them once the ball pops because they're like, oh, we built all this stuff. We don't need it. We got to sell it fast. We got to sell it cheap now. It's all speculation.
But AI is going to always be around now, right? Don't they continue to improve on AI, especially knowing how much the young people love computers and love AI stuff? They're just constantly building on it.
I think you're right.
I don't know if they're going to ever go back to norm.
Everybody has their bets. It's like the Derek brings up the dot-com bubble. It's like, yeah, the internet never went away, like you're saying. Like, it's not, once it arrived, it's not going away. But there was a time at the early onset when investment was super high and they just got too excited too quick. Sure, the internet never went away, but something burst at that in that age.
It's just amazing how all this stuff is happening so fast. And so many people are just, whatever new comes out in the computer world, the people just grab it and do it. They don't even think about it. like banking on your phone. Who bank on their phone rather than go to the bank? Deposit your check by phone. You don't have to go into the bank. What kind of crazy person would do something like that? Are you ashamed of yourself? Amazing, huh?
Who did that?
What?
Who changed the camera?
You. In shame. What a mess. 26 million dollars. Would you sell some of your property for the AI project? The data center. Would you do it? He said he probably would. I don't know. When I first hear $26 million sounds like a lot of money, and I can go and buy me some more land somewhere, and they have a whole bunch of money left over to build on it. But I don't know. I would have to live on that. Because the ladies, the mother and the daughter, it seems like they have real life now. Haken says 6,000 per acre over there, that's cheap. 888-775-3773. Would you sell your property? Or at least some of it. It sounds like they're not even asking for all of it. It's just some of it. Would you sell that? I mean, you have to kind of be there to know for sure, but would you sell an ache?
I feel like I probably would. Those ladies always get the wrong idea.
What's wrong with the idea? They love that land and family lived
there.
They
can still have it.
Their daddy built the house. And
they're acting like
and the cows don't want them to go.
They're acting like they're going to have to tear down that house. It's not.
The house look like it needs to be torn down.
Daddy says, state.
That's indeed.
The house look like a house I grew up in.
Do they have a tin roof?
Jeff Bezos wants to take down my daddy's house. It's like.
I don't know about those ladies.
What?
They're a liar and the truth ain't in them.
You think so? the old 80-year-old lady, she might not be around that long anyway.
I heard that farmers are propped up by the government anyway.
What does that mean?
Meaning they're subsidized in order just to survive.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not like they're making major money or making money, period. I don't know if they are.
Amazing.
Out with the old and in with the new, I say.
And the land looks so nice. Though. It looks like a place you want to live.
Sure.
Rather than living in the city all your life.
Well, you would want to live there over maybe the weekend now and then.
Have you ever lived in the country?
I've only lived in the country for like a day or two.
So you want to know how nice it is to have country life.
Yes, huh?
How?
Because I go and visit.
Visit what?
I visit for a day or two.
Visit the country life is not the same as living in the country.
I know. I have plenty enough just visiting.
Visiting the country life makes you feel all uppity.
Yeah, I mean, you want to go over there to get away,
right,
and have fun.
And then you want to go back to your
city. And then you want to go back.
But if you live there, it'd be different. You would want, if you went to the city, you want to go back. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Mimi out of California. Mimi, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Mimi, how are you?
I'm good. I was just saying good morning. I haven't seen or talked to you in a while, so I just wanted to say good morning.
Good morning. How is the new job going?
You know, I've realized that I've been incredibly double-minded. It's that, you know, I want to say that I'm walking with God and I love, you know, what he's blessed me with, but then I'm also stuck in my thoughts and not letting go of that. So it makes for a very, very hectic chaos. It's very chaotic. And I know that it's all within me. So I'm really trying to turn the page on it. So I'll probably be reaching out for, a counseling session or something, because I gotta get back on the straight and narrow. It's just nothing is in particular on the outside happening. It's just all happening within me. So,
and is it affecting the way you appreciate your job, Adona? Or
yes,
it is.
Yes, I mean, I didn't realize just how much of the doubt comes in, as if I'm the one that got myself the job. You know, I've kind of forgot that God blessed me with these things. I didn't have to necessarily, I mean, I show up and I present myself in a way based on my skills and my level of expertise. But I think more than that, you know, God is like, okay, this is where I'm going to, put you. And, just realizing that I don't have to have all these thoughts surrounding it. You know, I took a lot of the things out of my life that were distractions. So I took all those things out, but the one thing you can't take out is your mind. You know what I mean? Like, you can't take yourself out of it, you know? And so, just realizing that, the things that I'm creating in my own mind are really what is stopping me from really kind of executing things well.
Are you considering leaving a job?
No, but I'm not properly, maintaining and managing in such a way that it's almost very like self-sabotage, if you will. And I'm really looking forward to talking to you about that further off air.
Okay. What would happen if you just stop associating with thoughts?
I think that I do. It would sound like heaven. And so I think that in my own mind, I think that I am disassociating with thoughts. I think that I am disconnecting from them and being in a place where I'm like just, properly like living my life. But then I will do the opposite. And so I'll come right back into my hell. You know, Jesse, I don't know what it was about that assignment about disconnecting from social media.
Yes.
Because I did it 1 week, like strong. It's almost like I, didn't know the repercussions of doing it. So not that there were any repercussions, but I did it. And I did it like exactly the way it was assigned. And then after doing it for that 1 week, I don't know, but like, it was almost as if like the pendulum swung the other way. Like the demons were like, oh, you thought you could do this? And then I just started to it was all encompassing, and there was a part of me that was just like, I don't care. And I have to realize that was not me, but it's just, once you kind of get back into hell and if you don't stay present and you don't disconnect, it's just like you're on a moving train downhill, and it's going fast. So
Mimi is talking about the assignment I gave the ladies. I said to them, for 1 week, stay away from social media. Just don't wake up getting on it, lay down getting on it, and stay away from it. And she did that. Then, so did you stay away for the whole week?
I did. I did it for an entire week, and I shared it with someone else, and they did it. And now they're doing it like every day. And that week, after that week,
you went deeper back into it.
I got more deep. Yep, that's the way of describing it. I got deeper than I was before.
Hold on a minute. Can you hold for a minute?
Absolutely.
Let me take a quick break. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer. And I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it. And then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hoop and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Okay, folks, welcome back. Like the videos. And Mimi mentioned in the counseling service, I do counseling and by phone, Skype, or it's not call. I forgot what it's called now. And what? No. What is it called, Jay? Phone, Skype, in person. And so family intervention counsel around the world. If you want counseling, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-2663, 800-411-BOND. So Mimi, and so you took the, you did the assignment for 1 week, staying away from YouTube, from social media, and then at the end of the week, you dive back into it?
Even further. And I think that it was a lot. Like, it wasn't just the assignment. It was like I had just moved into my new place. And like I said, there's something within me that is like doubting the possibility of me having all these things that I just, a year ago, I didn't even see myself having. You know, a year ago, the challenges were much, much different. And so now I'm acting like, you know, I feel like I'm acting like I'm on the war lines. And like, I feel like it feels like more like combat than before. And the only place that this exists is in my mind, you know?
So why don't you go ahead?
I don't know. I didn't realize how associated I am with my thoughts. Like, I don't know, as dangerous and as, you know, detrimental they are to me having, you know, a peaceful life. Like, there's a part of me that, I wouldn't say that I like them, but it's a part of me that just doesn't want to consider that I could live without them.
What would happen if you gave it a good try and just stop relating, associating, or responding to them at all? What do you think would happen?
So that's my question. That's a question for you, Jesse. It's like, so when I'm doing the silent prayer and when I go about my day and I'm present, I don't think that I can see them per se. I think that sometimes they're so such a part of me that I don't see them as thoughts. I just see them as me going about my day. You know, it's one thing, like, I think that when I listen to you and you talk about how you're able to see the thoughts, I'm not going to say that I've never seen the thoughts, but I will say though that there are times and more times than not that I just can't see them. Like, I can't really see them as thoughts. I just see that they're just me. And then it's probably because I'm unconscious.
But when, let's say you're not catching them yet, so you don't, let's say you, the first thing you realize is that you're now in wrapped up in emotions, fear, doubt, worry, thinking about the past or whatever. In that very moment that you're in the emotions, why don't you realize I'm only in the emotions because I'm in a thought, and just come out of the thought and become aware of your body? Because you can't have the emotions, fear, doubt, worry, stress, or anything, unless you have the thoughts first. Why don't you use that so that you can keep bringing, coming out of those thoughts over and over again until they are there no more? Why not realize you're in a thought when you become emotional or doubtful or whatever?
Yeah, I think that it's, you know, I don't tend to get too emotional. I think it's more so the fear.
Right.
I think that's the one emotion that I feel more than anything else. And it's interesting because I don't know. I don't even want to say this, but I don't think I scare easily. But when I'm afraid of something, it's all encompassing.
Hey, but you're afraid of things that's not even happening. You're afraid of what might happen, or you remember what did happen.
Gosh.
And you're afraid. So your fear is not even real. The fear is only coming from a thought, from thoughts about what has happened or what might happen, because you're afraid of things that doesn't even exist. Only because you believe in a thought. Well, this happened the last time, it's going to happen this time. Or what happened, what are you going to do if this happened? You're afraid of things that's not even happening. Have you realized that?
Honestly, I hadn't. That's why when you just said that, I had to laugh, because that's how crazy that is. That is, I'm afraid of things that haven't happened. And there's a part of me that, like, or the not me, that literally wants it to happen so that I have something to work on or something to overcome.
But you're not overcoming it if you want it to happen. And it's not you that wanted it to happen. It's a spirit of evil in your mind. It's just a thrill. It's not even real. When you wake up in the morning and the fear is already there, do you look around and say, you know, what am I fearing? I'm in my room. I'm just getting up. Nothing is happening. And why can't you catch that?
Yeah, I think if I was to answer that question, why I haven't done it before, it's because it feels like it's real. It feels like it's something that I should be thinking about.
But can't you look around, at least when you first wake up, can't you look around and see that it's not real, that nothing has happened?
Yeah.
You just got out of bed. You're about to go and brush your teeth. You're getting ready for work. Can't you see that? The fear that you have of what is happening, you look around in the room or be aware of yourself, it's not happening. It's just in the thoughts. You can't see that. You can't look around and see that it's not happening.
Yeah, I can.
Why don't you do that?
I'm glad that I called, because I am, you know, I know we're talking about going up to the 50th floor, but I'm struggling in on the first floor still, you know. And I think somebody had said that when I was in fellowship one day, and I was like, how dare they say Mimi's on the first floor? And it's the absolute truth. It was the absolute truth. You know, I have a relationship with Danielle, and you know, she called me yesterday and she just was like, she said, I don't want no parts of this. I can only tell you what I can tell you, but other than that, I don't want any parts of this. And you know, I what we talk about when it comes to real love, like, it's different. You know, it's not what we think it is. It's not wrapped up in rainbows and butterflies. It really is something that speaks the truth. And so, yeah, I think that's one of the reasons. I mean, I've been trying to come to fellowship. You know me. I actually make the schedule, and every time I feel like I'm playing, the last game of, the playoffs at, in basketball, because every time I go to get Sundays off, like, my boss comes in and just slaps it down, like, no! And I'm like, oh my gosh, what is going on? And I was, I didn't make it to women's forum because I had caught COVID, and I just was miserable.
Oh,
so,
okay.
It's just, ugh.
But
so, anyway.
I promise you that if you stop having a relationship with thoughts, psychological and emotional thoughts, I promise you, you'll start seeing through them that they're just illusions. And then you would be willing to go and do whatever you got to do, even if you are shaking in your boots. You would do it because you know that thoughts are just illusions, and that the real you is love, and it's not you that's the love, but the Spirit of God in you. You would come to know that really well, and you would start to identify with love and not fear and past and thoughts and all that crap, because you, when you're not in thoughts, when you're not thinking about the past or the future or what will happen or may not happen, you and God would be one. You would walk with him daily. And the old self would disappear because you would be in the light. But you got to practice, if you want to be free, you got to practice keeping your mind wherever your body is, be it knowing where you are and what you're doing at all times. And for a while, those thoughts will try to pull you back out of that presence of God, of love, of the light. But you're going to stop having a relationship with it. You won't associate with it. You won't communicate with it or anything. And then they're going to see that, those thoughts will see that they can't get your attention anymore, and they'll disappear. They'll fade away. But you got to seriously practice keeping, bringing those thoughts back so you'll be aware of where you are and what you're doing. When you wake up in the morning, the first thing you do, wake up, you do your prayer, you look around the room, you get up, and you just go and brush your teeth. You're aware of where you are and what you're doing, and all is well. It's amazing. There are no illusion in reality.
Okay. I think the only caveat to that staying present is that, and I've shared this with you before, I think that there was some things in my past that were very traumatic, and I feel as though there was a disassociation. You know, when someone goes through something, like you talk about a child that goes through something really traumatic, they disassociate with reality. And I think that there's something about what I've been doing for a long time, kind of disassociating.
Yeah.
And I just want to be able to know that I'm in the present, because I think that I have been disassociating since I was young.
You would know you're in the present when you don't think about being in the present or not being in the present. Then you know you're in the present. Being in the present, there's no thinking about whether I'm there or not, and blah, 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 you just live. And all of us, every human being on the planet, is have identified with their traumas from little children through young teenage life, through young adult life, through adult life. They have identified with their trauma by overreacting and calling the trauma them, and that's the problem. They have identified with a false self, and that's the trauma. You let the trauma, the ideas of the trauma go, because that was then, it's not now. You let the ideas of the trauma go by stop identifying with it, you'll be free. But every human being identified with trauma, they call it me. They called it them. You hurt me. Oh, I had such a hard life. I was traumatized. But they identify with the wrong self, with the trauma and not with their true self. Every human being does that.
Okay.
Every human being on the planet. That's why we all must be born again of reality, of the true self and not the trauma self.
Okay.
Because even with the trauma, it's just an illusion. It doesn't even exist anymore. It's just as you think about it, and then thinking about it, you feel about it, and then you go, oh, my Lord, I was so traumatized. And then now...
Yeah, and I think that if there was some trauma that was really, really traumatic, I think that when it was over, I made a pact with myself. Like I had made a pact with the devil. I had made a pact that I wasn't ever going to forget. And then there's all these, you know, these conversations when you share it with someone that you should never forget. I had a conversation with someone yesterday that, you know, he said, yeah, I forgive him, but I'll never forget, you know, and that's that whole, like, that's that evil in and of itself, where it just causes you to want to remember because of what you went through.
That person that said that to you is an evil person, because, and that's, the whole world is a lie. The experts are lying. The PhDs and the MSDs and the STDs are lying. They're encouraging you to stay in hell because they're in hell. If you truly, truly, truly forgive, you will forget. That's the whole purpose of forgiveness, so that you will forget the past, which doesn't even exist. And so if they said that, that means they're not even forgiven. God forgive us. Why don't we forgive others, you know?
Yeah.
And how will you be one with love, with God, with the light? How will you walk freely if you have not forgiven? You're going to always be in the darkness. And Christ came that to bring the message of love into the world. He said, hey, love God with all your heart, soul, and might, and love your neighbor as yourself. And when you have love, which is not an emotion, by the way, but when you're of it, you and God are one, because you're now of love, and you will never judge yourself or anyone else again, because you will have understanding.
Okay. Jesse, can I ask you one more question? Because I haven't seen you in a while.
Okay.
And it might not be a real answer, but you know how you talk about God and you associate him and his presence and his spirit with light?
Yes.
And it being a light shine on the darkness.
Yeah.
Why in the Bible did Jesus associate himself with water? Is there a reason for that?
Maybe because he was thirsty.
No. Oh, my goodness. I was just trying to see if there was symbolism.
No, the only, that, whatever he was doing then, now for sure, is of the Spirit. It's not of the water. It's of the Spirit. That's why he gave us a new reality, a new kingdom,
but
which is in us.
But he said something about being a living water. Is that true today?
Being of living water? Well, when you're of the light, you are, I guess he meant that. I don't want to guess, but it is like you're a living light, so your light is shining all over the world. Everyone can see it. And you're just living. But I'm going to look into that. That's a good question. I forgot he said that.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, let me ask you.
Okay.
Hey, come here, Hey, real fast. Hey, would know he a little Bible thumper. Where he used to be. But you got, if you want to be free, Mimi, you got to stop associating, living with, relating to, communicating with thoughts. Yes, okay. Hey, ask Hate that question about the water thing.
So we refer to God as the light that shines on the darkness. Is there a reason why Jesus, in a lot of his teachings, that he referred to himself as water, a living water? Is there any reason for the association to water?
Because water, well, I think of water as bringing, well, he said that water brings life and you'll never thirst again. And you know how when, I speculate that, well, you know how when you hear the truth or somebody's living the truth, it's so refreshing.
This is true. I mean, that's very true.
I brought that up as just a side note. I don't know if that would be biblical, but it's definitely about life.
But one thing I know for sure, now that you bring it up, and I'm remembering a little bit, is that the light is life, and it is living water, because it just flows through you in the same way that water flows, and unless there's some type of dam or something there to stop the flow, life flows, the light flows like that. But when you're in your thoughts, you're stopping the flow of life. It's like the dam is stopping the natural flow, and that's what the thoughts do. They stop you from living naturally and just living life.
Okay. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, and it was what I was thinking about this week, so I just wanted to ask.
So are you going to call the office for a counseling session?
Unequivocally.
Okay. All right.
Unequivocally.
Will you do that until your boss let you off on some Sundays?
I know. I've started to formally request them now instead of just, you know, knowing that he's going to do that. I'm formally requesting them, so he has to say yes.
Right on. Well, you stay with it, but you got to stop the association with thought. You got to stop thinking.
Yes, thank you.
And then practice knowing where you are and what you're doing at all times.
Okay.
Amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. Thank you.
All right. So I'll see you soon.
Okay. Have a great day. Thanks, Hank.
All right. You too. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Lori bought a coffee. You know, Jesse, the woman from church is right about the word ego. The world will say ego is self-confidence or ego is narcissistic, but no one calls it evil. I think I read this, actually, but ego is another fake word because it's easy to accept we have an ego rather than accept we are evil. Crazy.
That's a good point. And ever since Alexis mentioned that, Ms. Gonzalez, Alexis Gonzalez mentioned that, ever since she mentioned that, I've been thinking about that. It is easier to hear that I have an ego than to hear that I'm evil. Who won't admit that they're evil, but you're not going to be free until you admit it. Amazing. Thank you.
Maria, I talked too soon this morning, yesterday morning. I Googled the word ego, and the response covers all of what Jesse always talks about, and it's mentioned in the Bible. So it is not a secular word after all.
All right. Thank you.
Nice.
Yeah, appreciate that.
Stephen from Rotterdam, the Netherlands. Love y'all. Hearts.
Love you back. Amazing.
We'll have to read the rest later, y'all.
Amazing. I got to take a break when I come back straight to the calls. We're going to get to as many as possible. The Hake news is coming right now. The Hake news, not the fake news. And I'll be back in a moment. I love the living water thing. I remember it now. Life flows like living water. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality, specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's Coffee.
There's some serious mess going on in this here old world. Am I right or am I right? But fret not, our greatest President Trump helping to clean it up. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Country and Western Tuesday, the 24th of March, AD 2026. There's one line open. You can call in right now, even during hate news, not fake news, young or old. And JLP will be right back. We'll get to your calls, more of your super chats, hang tight callers, and more great stories, all right? It is hate news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports that the 2026, quote-unquote, Dirty Dozen produce nearly 100% tested positive for pesticides, including, quote-unquote, forever chemicals. That's according to Commie Nonsense Network. You're not necessarily supposed to believe them, nor Hake, all right? Info may be false, okay? Nearly all the fruits and vegetables on this year's Dirty Dozen list tested positive for pesticides, including forever chemicals that can take decades to completely break down in the environment. But in your body, I think they just flow right through, and they're just fine, perhaps. A concerning glimpse of what may be lingering on your favorite produce and are pushing people to consider organic when possible, but I don't know if that's actually true, because a Jewish bodybuilding YouTuber expert told me that pesticides are fine. So they've been studied for decades, and it's fine. So take everything that you hear here with a grain of salt. No endorsement nor opposition necessarily implied. Info may be false. Anyway, some strikes, according to Ground News, hit Iran and Tehran. That's the capital of Iran. They targeted Israel and the Gulf states amid mixed signals over talks to end the war. The liberal media was saying that that Iran was mocking Trump because Trump said they're having talks with Iran in negotiations. And Iran's like, nuh-uh, we're going to bomb the heck out of you guys, the hake out of you guys. Crazy. And another headline. Meanwhile, in Gaza, Israeli forces allegedly tortured a toddler, you know, like a little bit bigger than a baby, to coerce a father's confession. So reports Al Jazeera. Also a sort of a hit-and-miss source, not necessarily to be trusted, but not necessarily to be dismissed. On Saturday, Israeli soldiers allegedly tortured an 18-month-old Karim Abu Nassar in central Gaza, reportedly extinguishing cigarettes and inserting metal nails into the toddler to pressure his father, Osama Abu Nassar, into a confession. Pardon me if I'm butchering these names. And according to Egypt Today, I don't know if it's a reliable source, the world gave Israel a license to torture Palestinians per a UN rapporteur. That's a fancy French word for reporter, but it's a UN-appointed reporter, rapporteur. So I don't know if that's true. And speaking of terrible things to little tiny children, Kermit Gosnell, Philadelphia doctor, he's black, he was black, he's dead now, he's went to heaven, or wherever. Philadelphia doctor, convicted in multiple infant murders, infanticide, born alive, right? Born alive, and then he did him in, convictedly, I was going to say allegedly, but they convicted him. And also convicted in the death of a patient. He died at the tender age of 85 years old, gone too soon, maybe. Per the Pennsylvania Department of Corrections, he was in prison. A 2013 Philadelphia jury convicted Kermit Gosnell, interesting name, huh? On 3 counts of first-degree murder, and he later pleaded guilty in federal court to running a pill mill. That's where you just sell abortion drugs or something like that, I don't know. Receiving a 30-year sentence and a $50,000 fine. Pretty steep, huh? Federal investigators, their 2010 search back in 2010, found fetal remains, meaning remains of unborn babies, in cabinets and a freezer. And a grand jury report called the Women's Medical Society Clinic a baby charnel house, which is a vault with human skeletal remains, you know, gathering stuff. Crazy. With deplorable conditions. I'm James Hake.
Check out Punchy's car.
to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, why are women assumed innocent, and men assumed guilty? Why? Why are women assumed innocent and men are assumed guilty? Something is wrong with that. Why is that happening? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, and you got to do what you got to do, because we are heard around the world by everybody and their mama. And if you're black, everybody and they mama. And so different times are for different folks. You can podcast if you got to run. And you can be listening to the show on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. It is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What dog? Who let the dogs out?
Loose.
Amazing. I love that analogy. I remember now about life and water. And what I want you to know, when you're into thoughts, all thoughts are all lies all the time, and you're not your thoughts. But when you're into them, you're stopping life from flowing like living water. And if you notice that, I remember when I lived in Alabama, we had this creek. And if the creek was clogged up with wood, sometimes old trees fall in there and you know, different things just kind of back the water up and create a little dam-like thing, and the water can't flow. But when we removed old trees away and all the stuff that piled up there, the water started back to just flowing. Life is like that. But as long as you are in thoughts and emotions, your life will not flow like living water. It's not going to flow like living water. But I promise you, you clean up the thoughts by disassociating with them and clean them up, your life will flow like living water. It'll just happen. It'll be amazing. So you got to work on yourself if you want to be free. Let me go to Craig out of Texas. Craig, you are on the air.
Morning, Jesse.
Hey, Craig.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I have a quick question, or maybe quick.
Okay.
Many years ago, my grandmother passed away from cancer, and she was on like her deathbed, hospice type of thing. And I think I was about 22 or 4, right in there. And it was an intense scene at the time. And occasionally I'll think about it, and I'll think, I'm trying to work on myself, know myself, like you talk about. And so that's just an experience I had that I am curious more about what it meant, because it was so intense at the time. And like her eyes are open and she's looking up and she's just struggling to breathe. I don't know if she can see me or anything or whatever. And I spend a few seconds there, but I don't really want to stay there because it's just too much. I'm like, what is this? You know, and then there's other people in the room, you know, relatives. And it's like a little, hey, come in, and then, you know, whatever, and then go. But anyway, the more important or the more interesting thing to me is, you know, like you say, people bring, I don't know, used to use these exact words, but they manifest what their situation is, or they're a part of their situation.
They are, absolutely.
But I was also thinking, to me, I'm using my brain, so I don't know, right? I'm thinking, it kind of looks like when you used to play the game Uncle, like with a friend, or say it was your uncle and he's got you in a headlock, and you know, all you got to do is tap out and say Uncle, and he lets go, and then you both laugh about it, or maybe I'm mad about it for that second or whatever. You know what I mean? You remember that game?
I do. Yeah.
It kind of appears as though that was being offered up, or it's almost like a game, like she's given the opportunity to say, oh, yeah, okay, Uncle, I'm going to tap out and go wherever you're sending me, you know, kind of talking about God, I guess, or, yeah.
And your question for me is what?
What do you think about that scenario? Just forget it, because it's just all thought-based stuff, and don't even worry about it. Just
when you said it was intense, was it intense for you or for her?
It seemed intense for me at the time. I was thinking, I don't want to go in this room.
Why did you go in?
It was expected of me, and then I was going to have to do more explaining if I didn't go in than if I just went on in and dealt with it.
It's too late to say what you should have done, but you have a right not to go in. Just say, hey, I don't want to go in. I don't want to see that.
Yeah, I don't know if it was good for me to see it, or, you know.
And so it was intense for you and her, you say?
Well, it looked awful intense for her. I mean, she's struggling to breathe.
How was it intense for you?
Let's see. I'm feeling really awkward. I don't know what's expected of me. I think I'm having these feelings if I look back.
How old were you then?
Right around 24, but maybe it's closer to 20. But anyway, right in there.
Well, I don't know what she was going through. Of course, I wasn't there. But whatever she was going through had nothing to do with you. And I mean, you were an adult man at the time. You could have said, no, I didn't want to go in there. Now you're just having thoughts about it. I would recommend when those thoughts come, reject them. Don't communicate with them or anything, because it's not doing any good at all. So let them go. And whatever
That's
she
true.
Was going through,
yeah.
That was on her. It was her pain. It was her whatever she was going through. And it had nothing to do with you.
Yeah, it's probably just silly thoughts. Almost like I would watch a sitcom and pass time. You know, it's,
well, they were definitely silly thoughts, because what good is it doing you to think about that now?
I think the only thing is just like to deal with death and myself and I'm trying to decide, am I afraid of dying? Because it doesn't make sense for me to be afraid of dying.
Are you?
No. Listen to me. I'm like, Yeah, I think there's a little bit of fear in there. Yes, sir.
So you afraid of dying?
There's some in there. There's got to be.
But why are you even thinking about dying and you're not live yet? You haven't even figured out life yet. Why are you thinking about dying?
Because I'm trying to work on myself and understand myself, and it looks like maybe this fear exists and I need to get over it.
Right. But there is not only one death that you ever have to do, and that's the death of the illusion of life. All those thoughts and emotions and stuff you're having, that's the only death you're going to have to go through. If you don't have to go through that, but if you want to be free. But there is no other death.
Okay. Yeah, I do want to be free. I'm ready to break those chains.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Yes, sir. She had passed away, and then I notice I'm working through like forgiveness, and I notice it doesn't matter what I say with words. I'm just trying to figure out, you know, I'm wanting to forgive, and now I'm trying to figure out, you know, am I, and if not, why not? And
stop thinking about that. Those thoughts are lying to you too.
Okay. Okay.
You have done it. Be done with that. Don't let the thoughts say that you're not. It'll have you going over to the grave site every day. Oh, Mom, I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So be done with it. It's just a thought now, so stay away from that, too.
Okay.
You got to, I want to encourage you to, you got to stop having any kind of relationship with any type of thoughts at all. Stop communicating with them. Ignore them when they tempt you and go on with your life and stay present. Are you doing the silent prayer every morning and night?
Yeah, I am.
Are you practicing keeping your body, your thoughts, your mind, where your body is at all times?
Yeah, I am. Although I notice maybe I'm playing games with it too, but yeah, I am.
Well, you'll be fine. Just abandon those thoughts. And when they come to tell you about grandmama dying and all that mess, just let it pass. It's just a thought. Don't fall for it.
Like, for example, I can't resist it. I have to say, let me tease Mimi just for a moment. I'm white, and she may be becoming whiter than I am because when she said she was disassociated, I was like, oh, my goodness, that sounds horrible. What would I do if I became disassociated? And I'm like, oh, I don't even know what that means, and maybe I should smoke another joint.
Amazing.
I'm sorry, Jesse. I'm sorry.
Well, you just work on yourself, and you practice staying present, and just get to the point where you would not give any attention to thoughts at all. Except when you go to work or making your meal, and you make your meal, even then, being aware. But you got to stop associating with thought. You got to throw it out of your neighborhood, out of your mind.
We can't make jokes, though, right? Because we are supposed to have a little fun in life, right?
You will have amazing fun, especially when you overcome thoughts.
Yes, sir. Hey, I love you guys. I love you guys you too, and your buddy. Radio show. I love you guys. Okay.
You stay with it, Craig.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to William out of Norway. William, you are on the air.
How are you doing, Jesse?
All is well.
Hi. Yes, I called yesterday, and you said something that make me think a lot. You said that I love my misery and I love the hell, right? Do you mean, when you say I love the misery, do you mean this false self of myself or this ego self?
Yeah, you love that. Because if you didn't love it, you'd drop it right now. You don't have to hold on to it. You only hold on to it because you want to.
Yeah, I was thinking about that yesterday, and I'm like, okay, but first of all, let's say I give it up, then who I will be? What will I be like if I'm not me? Like, yeah, I understand what you... Like when you're speaking and you're speaking on being one with God and having like this freedom. And I was thinking about that, but at the same time, I have to give up myself, right? to explain it, to be one with God. Like, there was
every ego ask, who will I be if I gave up my misery? Who will I be if I gave up the past and the future? Who will I be if I didn't have my thoughts? That's what every ego asks. But what you don't realize that you're not your ego. You're not your thought. You're no one in thoughts and emotions. But all human beings identify with that, and they think that that's who they are. They think that they're their thoughts, their emotions, their body, their past, their future, their job. They think that they're a father, or the woman thinks she's a mother, or a wife, or a husband. You got all these false identities, and none of those things are you at all. But you're calling them you, and that's what's keeping you away from the reality, from real life, the real you.
But in order to give this all of me up, there must be some type of deep desire, right?
To give up the false self?
Yeah, to die of this ego self. Like,
you have to want to. The only reason you haven't died from it, you don't want to die from it. Who will I be, you say, if you didn't have all that? So that's, you don't want to let it go.
But the desire, I cannot fabricate the desire. Right? It's like, do I need to be like the chosen one to be, like, have that desire?
What chosen one? What do you mean?
Because in the Bible it says, like, for a man to come inside the kingdom is like a camel going inside the needle, something like that. Is not everybody has this chance to come inside the kingdom of God, right?
Well, the intellectual person cannot enter into it. And right now, you're being intellectual about these thoughts. You ask me, who will I be if I don't have my thoughts? Who will I be if I don't have the ego? And you're not going to get in as long as you're intellectual about it.
But I was asking about the desire. There must be. I cannot fabricate the desire myself, right?
What do you mean by desire?
Like, let's say you want to become a basketball player, and I want to become a pianist. I cannot make myself want to be a basketball player, right?
And but that's not the same as wanting to overcome ego. When you become a basketball player, it's not you. It's just a game you're playing. You're not the basketball player. You're just playing the game, but it's not you. You're not the basketball.
Yes, but I'm talking about the desire that's inside of everybody, like to overcome this ego self. The desire must be is not our choice, right? To have this desire.
Do you see that you're wrong for having this ego that is not working for you?
Yes, I look up to people who are like themselves, and I'm trying to be that, but it's like, I can't, the ego is, I cannot, it's like, I don't know how to explain this, but every people I look up to, even you, it's like they are their self without, you know, trying to be somebody else.
Why did you let go the ego by stop associating with it so you can let it go and be yourself?
It's like I'm afraid to cross the line of like, you know, people who just gave up on life. And I feel like I don't want to be like that.
But ego, like, is not life. Ego is death. That's why anyone with an ego, they're angry, they're resentful, they're afraid. They're dying. Their eyes are open. They're moving around physically, but they're dead. Anyone with an ego is dying and not living. That's not life.
I know. But what I mean is, like, you know, people who just give up on life, or they are alcoholic and they just gave up. You know, they say, okay, I'm a loser and I'm going to be like that. And I'm trying to prevent that. I don't want to cross any lines. But at the same time, I'm miserable.
You're miserable, but because you're not who is it that don't want to cross the line? Who are you talking about?
This ego, this image of myself that I have. I have it all in my head.
Won't you let the image of self go? It's just an image. It's not even real.
That's why I'm calling you. I need help with that because it's preventing me to live my life fully, you know.
No image of self at all. You can't have an image of God. You can't have an image of the Son of God. You cannot have an image of yourself if you want to be free. Let all ideas and image of self go.
I think I have letting go of the image of God and religion, but so I have an image of myself.
Let that go there.
But that's the thing, when you say let go, like, if it was that easy, like, I would be in heaven right now.
You'd be where?
I would be in heaven right now if it was that easy, like, just let go.
You would be in heaven?
Yeah.
It is that easy to let it go. Stop thinking about the image of self. It's just a thought. It's just a thought. Just like a word, it's just a word. It's nothing more than a word. And the image of yourself is just a thought. It's just a thought. It's not even real.
But I have one more question.
Real fast. I got to run because of time.
Before you run. I'm seeing that I'm really weak, like especially this year I'm seeing this, and I'm thinking, okay, should I just be weak and die like this? What can I do?
How old are you?
I'm 29. Like, I wasted all my life.
You said, should you be weak and die from the ego?
No. Just be weak in my life. Like, okay, accept, okay, I was born weak. I'm weak. And live my life like this, or I don't know what else to do.
Let me tell you this. Be weak, but don't resent being weak. And you shall be made strong, I promise. Don't resent being weak, because if you resent it, you're going to love it. And when you love it, you're going to hate it. And you're going to hate it, you're going to love it. Be weak. Admit to yourself that you are weak, and you'll be fine.
But I do resent it. I'm like wake up punching a wall, and I do resent it very much.
And that's why you can't overcome, because you love what you hate.
So I do have to accept it, right? That's what I'm asking. Like,
yes.
I do have to, okay.
But don't hate
it. I'm a weak. I'm going to die like this. Yep.
Don't say I'm going to die like this, but except I'm weak, but don't be hating being weak.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. Don't hate it, but also don't love it, right?
Right. Don't love it nor hate it. Just see it. I am weak.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, buddy. 888-77 Jesse. Let me go to David in Oklahoma. David, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How are you, sir?
All is well, David.
Absolutely all is well. I've got a situation where I married my second wife about a year and a half ago. This morning she had talked about filing for divorce. She's one of those that will say it one time kind of women. And and our situation is pretty complicated. We have blended families. She wants to hold my sons to standards she won't hold her own sons to. And that, between that and the fact that she holds her ex in higher regards than she holds me to. And I believe I earned that respect, and she doesn't want to give it to me like she wants to give it to him. So I've got quite a bit of a conundrum here. And I need to see if you've got any advice for me.
She's been married before?
Yes.
And how many kids she have?
She has two boys.
And you have how many?
I have three boys.
And she said that she wanted a divorce?
Yes, sir.
And your question for me is what?
So, should I just go ahead and divorce? I mean,
how do you feel about the fact that she wants you to divorce?
Well, I feel like if I'm not wanted, then I need to leave.
Right. Do what you want, of course, David, but the fact when she said, I want to divorce, inwardly, you should have been saying, right on, how soon can you leave?
Okay.
I mean, because, first of all, you never should have married a woman that's already been married, and she should not have married a man that's already been married, and both of you have children, so you already have children, and if you don't want to have children and more children, there's never a reason to get married. Why did you marry her?
Well, you know, this is my second time calling, and previous time I called you, you know, the best excuse I can really come up with, Jesse, is I didn't have you as a role model back then, and I thought I was doing the right thing.
I understand. But no, you didn't need to be married. She has no love to give, and you don't have love to give. Your love will come from above if you put that first. But if she wants to divorce, be glad about it. Let her go.
Okay. Okay, so I've got one more situation. Like I said, this is before I had you as a role model, okay? So in the process, her house was in a much better location, much better house, and I sold my house and invested into her home.
Wow.
So we are in a really big conundrum. I am. So in that process, we had an argument Sunday, and in the argument, she had revealed to me that she's already justified how she can take my equity from me in the course of the divorce. And so I have a feeling I've got a quite wild ride ahead of me.
Your name is on the house too?
Not on this house.
Wow, you don't have anything that says that you're part owner of the house?
No, unfortunately not.
Well, she's going to take all you got, Bertie.
I understand.
You might as well start picking some cotton.
You got it, brother. Well, I am an alpha male. I am definitely an alpha male. I work 60 hours a week. I'm an electrician. And I will survive this.
Why don't you claim squatter rights?
I love you, Jesse. I really do, brother. You have turned my life right side up by your knowledge.
Well, you tell this lady, you know what? You stay calm. First of all, you stay calm. Don't act desperate at all. And let her know that, no, you can't take my money, but we can sell the house and go our separate ways. Do not argue with her. Don't ask her to stay at all.
I will not.
Don't do anything. You stay calm, work on you, and have a wait and see.
Man, thank you, brother. I really value your advice.
Are you doing a silent prayer every morning and night?
You nailed it, Bubba.
Okay.
That's when all this started to come into fruition, so I believe God's got a really big plan for me.
He love you, so I would suggest you work on loving God with all your heart, soul, and might, along with no one else or nothing else. And when you love him, you're going to love all, and you'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Thank you, brother.
And so don't beg her. Don't give her any more money. Don't cater to her at all. And don't be angry.
Okay.
I wish you well, David.
Thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy.
God bless you.
You too.
Bye.
Bye now. 888-77-JESSE. Quick break. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God and Christ, Christ and man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND and donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. All right, folks, 888-77-JESSE. Quick announcement. Like the videos. Number two, shout-outs. I do personal shout-outs for you. Go to Cameo. Birthday, weddings, congratulations, encouragement, whatever the shout-out is. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. And the counseling sessions are done by phone, Zoom. I was trying to think of Zoom before, earlier. Or in person. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, or call 800-411-BOND to make an appointment there, all right? And check out the merch. Amazing merch. Pisces coffee. Good. And then T-shirts and mugs and hats and all kinds of things. And books, my books are amazing. And I will sign them for you and indicate who do you want me, who name you want in the book. Who do I sign it to? Go to, books are amazing. Antidotes, 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual Family, the Financial Success Guide, From Rage to Responsibility, and Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black America. All right, so go to jesseleepeterson.shop, and everything that you buy goes back into helping us to get things done. It goes back into the nonprofit, and I do appreciate it. 888-77-JESSE, super, 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 super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Gabriel N. says, back in the 20s and 30s, 1920s and 30s, that is, when Al Jolson was doing blackface minstrel shows and tap dancing on stage singing Mammy, it was commonly known that at the time that blacks actually enjoyed his performances and loved him.
They sure did.
But back then, blacks had less anger and were more successful. I rest my case.
I rest my case. What a good point.
Indeed.
It's amazing. Blacks have been told, to be angry. Really. They have been told, don't let it go. And the reason they're being told that, because the people that encourages them to be angry, the schools and things like that, they use the blacks for personal gain, to make money, to get in positions and things like that. You cannot control a free person. A person with no anger and no resentment and only love, you can't control them. You can only control an emotional person. And so they want the blacks to be that way. And until the blacks take responsibility for themselves, oneself, they're never going to be free. They got to forgive their mother. Then they'll see that in return to the fathers. And they will see that they've been set up. And then they can be free. It's a spiritual thing. Amazing, though. Thank you.
Great info. I wasn't aware of that, actually.
Yeah. Nico. I remember that when she, it was a she, right?
No, Gabriel.
Gabriel, once he mentioned that, I remember the blackface stuff.
Yeah.
And it used to be funny.
Right.
Remember Amos and Andy?
I heard of them.
They were funny. Two black guys. They were funny, too.
They were black?
They were black at the Ace of Spades. And funny. Amazing. Tell me about the good old days, huh?
Al Jolson was Jewish.
Amazing.
Yeah. Shout out.
That's a Jewish name?
Well, his real name, I looked him up after I saw this super chat yesterday.
Right.
Asa Yoelson. A-S-A. Last name Y-O-E-L-S-O-N.
Oh, okay. That's
his born name.
Oh, okay. Amazing.
Al Jolson. Nico bought a coffee. If Iran is not a nuclear threat to the U.S. and the U.S. is just controlled by Israel, Obama wouldn't make a nuclear deal with Iran against Israel's will. Duh. Remember when the Iran nuclear deal that Obama did?
Right.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Great
Thank
point,
you.
Nico. That's
yeah,
what I thought, too.
Sure is.
Someone bought a coffee. Why do I let anger control me at times?
Because you want it to. You love it. It's a thrill for you. Because if you didn't, you would drop it. You just drop it. But you love it. Amazing. Thank you.
And why, and other times, it leaves me like it was never there. I feel stuck, and it's affecting my life and everyone around me.
When the thoughts come about anger, a situation happens, the thoughts that get angry, or you have a thought for the past or so-called future, just be aware of it and don't react to it at all. Have no association with it. And it'll leave. That I promise. The light, the Spirit of God will take it away. But you got to stop identifying association related to it. Don't have a relationship with it at all. Amazing. Thank you.
Kevin S., thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Amazing. I appreciate that.
Popcorn. Popcorn's thump keg. Jesse, is it right for the Great White Hope to be glad that Robert Mueller passed away? Is that okay?
If it is for him, I guess.
Being glad about anything is just ego, anger, right?
Well, I don't know because the Great White Hope, Donald Trump, is amazing. He's living from a different source than most people are. Let me see what he has to say today.
When you open your heart to patriotism, there is no room for prejudice.
See, so his glad may not mean what you're glad would mean. You know, it could be something different there.
Indeed.
Free people gladness is different than angry people gladness. Amazing.
Fazul, thank you, Jesse. Since staying present and watching many run for the hills, being one with the Father sure scares the devils. It's amazing.
Right on. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Anthony L., cool sunglasses. Sticker.
Thank you, Anthony L.
Roy M., Jesse, did you see the collision at LaGuardia Airport between the plane and the fire truck? Was it a DEI hire in the train in the tower? Hey, baby, I need you to land over there, baby, on runway 6. Oh, no, I didn't mean that one, baby. I mean the one over there. LOL.
When I first heard about the crash, my first thought was DEI. And then I wondered when I saw there were, I think it appeared to be two white men driving the plane.
Oh, the pilots,
your guide? I saw pictures of them this morning, allegedly.
Sad.
Two young white guys. They appeared to be white. Then I wonder, is the person that was driving the truck, were they DEI?
Well, the air traffic controller was heard on, heard saying, and I don't know who the air traffic controller was, I messed up. I told the fire truck to stop or something like that. When he shouldn't, I believe it was a he, shouldn't have told the fire truck to stop at a certain spot.
Uh-huh.
And so it might be the air traffic controller's bad directions for the fire truck.
They said that?
Yeah, that was the headline that I read yesterday. If I'm getting it right, I may be confused.
Where'd you get that from?
It was in the Ground News or Yahoo News or People Magazine or something like that. People Magazine, I believe.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I had not heard that.
Something to that effect. I messed up and I meant to say this or something like that.
Wow. What a big mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about a mistake. I heard on the hate news, not the fake news, that Gosnell expired.
Kermit Gosnell.
At 85?
Yeah.
He's the guy that was a baby, kill a baby.
Oh, I shouldn't laugh, but yes.
If I remember correctly, he would perform abortion even after the baby was born, right?
That's right.
And the woman decided, I don't want this baby.
Right.
Oh, he like the baby daddy. And according to a report, he would perform abortion even then, right?
Yeah.
Something like that.
I don't know
that.
If he would deliver them and then do them in, if right. it was just an easier way to do them in.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't remember exactly, but I knew it was something like that. And I'm not exact. I don't know what. I forgot. But I know it was like serious stuff.
They called it a house of horrors because there were parts everywhere.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't remember exactly how it went. But may his soul rest in peace.
Indeed. Thank you, Roy M. JV, the great, as much as you tell Mimi that all thoughts are lies, she still doesn't believe it. Amazing.
The average person don't believe it. It takes them a while to really realize that all thoughts are all lies all the time. But she's working on it, and as you can tell, she's not giving up. As long as she doesn't give up, she'll be fine. Amazing. Thank you.
Jews above all, this sounds like Caesar, Everblaze. Every time he comments, sounds so beta.
Who?
I don't know if he's referring, I don't know if Jews above all is referring to a caller or referring to his own comment. I'm not sure. I think a caller, probably.
Okay. Amazing. I'm not sure, but okay.
Eric
Thank
H.
you.
Eric H., you can't feel it and watch it. If you feel it, you missed it. Referring to like an emotion.
Okay.
Watching the thought.
Yep. If you catch the thought before you feel it, that's amazing. But if you don't, you are going to feel it. And that's not good. Well, that means you didn't catch it. Whether it fell into a thought.
Thank you. You can't love truth without doubting all thoughts, says Eric.
You can't love the truth without doubting all thought. Absolutely. Right on. If you love thought, if you're not doubting thought, you have no love. That's amazing. Thank you.
No more thoughts. Mimi's question made me think, oh, wow, good is light and Jesus is water. That's all an olive tree needs. That's us.
Amazing. Thank you.
Marilyn, Uncle Jesse, the old lady is right. I wouldn't sell either the farm.
Oh, thank you.
Even if they sold some of it today, the company would probably try to get more of it in the future. It sounds like a trap. Owning land like that ensures organic food security for life. Black thumbs up emoji.
Thank you. $26 million for some of the land? What the? Thank you, though.
Eric,
I appreciate it.
Eric H., we try to figure it out to let it go. When letting go is figuring it out.
Right on.
Let go of the anger and the thoughts stop.
Amazing. Thank you. Hey, do you know that you're God's only begotten son?
No. Hadn't heard that.
Yeah. You are God's only begotten son.
Interesting.
Think about that one.
I think it's in the Bible like that, too.
Yeah. What is it like hearing that now?
Like there's no more excuses.
You don't want to give up your excuses? But you are God's only begotten son.
Interesting.
I used to think that when Christ said that he was God's only begotten son, I thought it only related to him. I didn't know that it relates to every individual son, that every individual son is God's only begotten son. Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
But anyway, thank you.
Jews above all, with another super chat, no message.
Thank you, Jews above all.
The username is Jay. Our thoughts still lies even when they're hilarious?
I don't understand the question.
So you
like
get a thought and
funny.
It's, yeah, and it's so funny.
As long as you're not angry and stuff like that, you're fine, yeah.
Well, sometimes you think it's hilarious and then
right.
It's because you're thinking it's hilarious.
So that's why I don't know how I can't really respond to that question.
Homesteader Nick, a monthly supporter on Rumble. Does anyone know if any of Jesse's books are on Audible? I believe only the 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual Family and Financial
right.
Success.
I got to get that done.
Are they on Audible?
I forgot about that.
Maybe an AI can do it for us. Maybe.
We'll get that done.
Okay.
8-8, thank you. I appreciate it. I got to stop there.
Okay, we'll read the rest later, y'all.
Amazing, thank you. I want to share something with you. Someone called the show, and then I get to your call. Someone called the show about this yesterday, and my producer gave it to me this morning. This is from NBC News. There's a video released on Thursday. It shows Taylor Frankie Paul attacking her ex-boyfriend, Dakota, in front of her daughter 3 years ago. And so apparently this video just surfaced, and now she's going to lose her role in the Bachelorette thing. Watch this from CBS Texas.
ABC has announced it will not show the new season of The Bachelorette featuring Taylor Frankie Paul from The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. It was scheduled to premiere this Sunday. Entertainment Tonight co-host Nichelle Turner has the latest from Los Angeles, and we do want to warn you, some of this video may be difficult to watch.
Let me go. Stop.
In the video published Thursday by TMZ, Taylor Frankie Paul can be seen kicking her ex-boyfriend Dakota Mortensen and putting him in a headlock.
Oh my gosh.
The footage was apparently filmed by Mortensen during a fight in 2023. In the clip, Paul can be seen throwing stools at Mortensen. Local authorities say Paul's child was hit. A child can be heard crying in the video.
Your daughter just got hit the head with a metal chair.
Paul was arrested for domestic violence, child abuse, and aggravated assault. She pleaded guilty to one count of aggravated assault, which could be dismissed if she complies with the terms of her probation. The other charges were dismissed.
ABC and Disney knew they were taking a big risk when they cast her as The Bachelorette.
Director of Features for Variety, Emily Longaretta.
The Bachelor franchise has had its fair share of controversies, but when the video came out, it made it absolutely impossible to ignore.
Oh, please.
You guys love me.
Paul first gained a following online with Mom Talk, a group of Utah mothers on TikTok affiliated with The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
What a mess. Can you imagine a guy let a woman beat him like that? What the? Talking about beta. Beta. Wow, she was going at it, too. Can you imagine the thrill she felt while doing that and knowing that that man wasn't going to do anything about it? It just, that thrill went through the roof. It really did. The producer in The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives has paused due to a domestic video investigation. Watch this from CBS, Texas.
Police body camera footage after the incident was featured in the very first episode of The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, the hit Hulu show based on the women of Mom Talk.
Disney owns both Hulu and ABC, and they found this huge success in The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. So they thought, why not do that with The Bachelorette?
Meanwhile, season 5 of Secret Lives was paused earlier this week after Draper City Police in Utah confirmed there is an open domestic violence assault investigation involving Mortensen and Paul, who police say made allegations against each other.
This is going to be unlike any other Bachelorette season people have ever seen before.
There's an option to just drop it on Hulu. There's also a chance that we may never see this season.
In a statement, a spokesperson for Paul said in part that she is very grateful for ABC's support as she prioritizes her family's safety and security. And in audio obtained by NBC News, cast members from The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives told ABC execs they had, quote, concerns continuing the show if Taylor Frankie Paul remained involved.
What a mess. From TMZ?
TMZ released that footage.
Oh,
that we witnessed.
TMZ, a mess.
Mm-hmm.
What a mess. So do you think she should lose her job and all that because of that?
They should go forward with the show. It sounds like it was already recorded and edited. I'm not sure, but it sounded like it was within a couple of weeks that it was going to be released.
Well, if a man had done that, he would have been not only thrown off the job, he would have been put in jail.
All over again.
Yeah, and throwing the keys away again.
Yeah.
What? She was ticked, according to the video.
Indeed. She looks like she can get ticked. Shout out.
What a mess. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Is that Valencia? Valencia. Let me go to first time caller, Valencia, out of California. Valencia, you are on the air.
Well, good morning, Mr. Peterson. How are you?
All is well. Good morning.
God bless you. I'm a big fan. I've been listening to your work for many years, and I feel like you've been misunderstood. But I'm here to let you know and testify that I have forgiven my mother for helping me and teaching me to hate my father. I was once a sinner, but I've been saved, and I've been enlightened by your good teachings and your good work. So you keep doing the good work that you're doing. You keep shepherding, because to be honest, although it may come through as some satire, there's so much truth in what you're saying. And it's amazing that I was converted. So amazing. Hallelujah. Well, and keep doing the good work.
I will, Valencia, and you stay with us, stay with us. Stay. You ever seen anything yet? It gets better and better. You're going to see how much God really loves you, all love. So stay with us.
I think it's already happening, sir.
Right on.
Thank you very kindly, yeah. And thank you for sharing your message with the world. Keep doing the good work.
I will. Thank you, Valencia.
Have a good day.
All right, you too. Amazing. Drop the anger by forgiving and become of love. Really, the message was all about love. The kingdom of heaven is love. It's love. And if you doubt me, look around you. Look at yourself. How many of you have love? You don't love anybody. And I'm not talking about physical love, that emotional stuff that's not real. There's a real love. And that love is non-judgmental, non-anger, non-resentment, no stress, no worries, no doubt. You just live your life. Annie, out of Canada. Annie, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How are you today?
All is well, Annie.
I just wanted, you know, you and I have spoken at least one or two other times in the past 6 years.
Okay.
And the other times I called you, I ended up crying. Come to find out, when I'm crying, I'm lying. Right?
When she's crying, she's lying.
You're lying. But anyway, I wanted to call you just to thank you for everything you've done for me. So essentially, when I first spoke to you, I had just gotten out of foster care, right? And I had this victim mentality, this woe is me, because I blamed my depression and my sadness on my parents.
Annie, let me take a quick break. Can you hold for me?
Okay. Yeah.
Hold on for me. 888-77-JESSE. One more hour to go. The hate news, not the fake news. And I'll be back in a moment.
I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that, because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering, because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
There's some serious mess going on in this here old world, but President Trump is helping to clean it up, even in beautiful Memphis, Tennessee, making Memphis beautiful again. President Trump visited Memphis to highlight the crime task force progress. You know, he's bringing down the crime in these terrible, terribly criminal cities. And the Senate approved Mark Wayne Mullen as the next DHS Secretary, Department of Homeland Security. A man, no longer Kristi Noem. She's been reassigned to this new role, which is cool enough, right? But Mark Wayne Mullen, a senator, MMA guy, he has been approved by the Senate, according to this report, or this headline. And California Democrats are condemning some immigration arrest at a San Francisco airport on Sunday. Angelina Lopez Jimenez and Wendy Godinez Jimenez at SFO over a 2019 final order removal. Lopez Jimenez gal, Angelina, she resisted during the escort. So ICE did it. Nice. And the Democrats are all mad because they don't like the law being enforced justly. They like it being enforced unjustly. There's a man who's accused of $90 million in Medicare fraud scheme. According to the DOJ, they say the suspect may have entered the United States without authorization. But he was Azerbaijani, the suspect is. Innocent unless proven guilty, of course. But an Azerbaijani, that's over there, over by, Armenia and all that stuff. And Supreme Court conservatives are leaning toward the Republican bid, according to Ground News. These are Ground News headlines mostly, to limit mail-in voting. According to Revolver News, Justice Alito, he is one of the conservative ones. There's only like two conservatives on the Supreme Court. Real conservatives, anyway. He just made it clear he wants one election day, not all this early voting for days and weeks and months and stuff like that. Based? Very cool. And by the way, China is mapping the ocean floor for submarine warfare, according to Reuters. And the liberal media are talking about the freedom of the press is under attack, blah, blah, blah. Who knows? But this is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Country and Western Tuesday, the 24th of March, AD 2026. There's one line open. Hang tight, callers. JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll get to more of your super chats. We see them. We appreciate them. You can call in right now, even during hate news, not fake news, to get on hold, to get on air when the third and final hour of today's Jesse Lee Peterson Show. All right? And then after that, the Hake Report, after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. And then after the Jesse Lee, after the Hake Report, American Anchor Baby. And by the way, I believe he had an interview, okay? He had an interview, American Anchor Baby did, on Caledonian Elixir YouTube channel. We had trouble catching the stream, okay? So I believe and hope and pray that the recording will go up if it has not already gone up. So look for Caledonian Elixir. I believe it's a Scottishman who hosted a two-hour debate on the Iran war situation. Nick versus boomers, or along with and versus and having a nice conversation with some boomers. Shout out. I love boomers. Commie Nonsense Network CNN reports hundreds of ICE agents deployed to 14 airports Monday. On the Trump administration, they're scrambling to ease severe travel delays caused by the shutdown, the Democrat shutdown of the Department of Homeland Security. Flyers, people who fly, have endured hours-long waits as hundreds of TSA workers have quit. Many of them black, perhaps, I'm guessing, I don't know. They don't want to work for free. Can you blame them? I don't know. And thousands more have called out of work after going weeks without pay since, like, Valentine's Day, more than a month ago. Officials say the ICE agents who are being paid can only play a limited role. They're not trained to run understaffed security checkpoints, but they will handle simpler tasks like monitoring exits and crowd control. Look at Trump looking out for the people. And there is ongoing news about that runway collision. I'll have to tell you about that later, or you'll hear about it elsewhere. I'm James Hake, now JLP, Hour 3.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, why are women assumed innocent and men assumed guilty? Why are women assumed innocent and men assumed guilty? Isn't that amazing? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, you just can't sit and watch the show, you can podcast and watch it and listen to it on your phone by calling the Listen Line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate or have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk. buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk or Bond JLP. Cash App, Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. Yeehaw! Last hour of the show on Tuesday. And every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday.
All my thoughts, well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time because the devil's been making holes inside my head. Good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe He'd take this anger from my soul. And I'd shine like a light that's too bright to see. And I could lean on God so He could lean on me. Forgive.
Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. I want to go back to Canada and talk to Annie. I had to put on hold there. We ran out of time. Annie.
Jesse.
Okay. Speak right into your phone and stay close to it.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can now. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I was really just calling just to say thank you for all that you've done. I've been listening to you now for 6 years, and throughout the 6 years, life has been turbulent. I started off with a victim mentality, feeling very sad and depressed and having like a woe is me perspective on life because I didn't live the orthodox life. Like, I grew up in foster care, so when I was like 13, my mother put me in foster care, and that like changed how I saw her. And then when I was like 14, my father molested me. So I just became very upset and sad and depressed, started smoking, all types of stuff. And I didn't realize at the time that my past didn't decide like who I was. It was literally just, I was literally just listening to thoughts. And those thoughts then created emotions, and then I lived in those emotions, and then I allowed it to dictate my life. And that was hell. That was me aligning with the ego. And what you made me realize is I can experience heaven on earth. Heaven on earth is literally just being present.
Absolutely. Wow. I have goosebumps right now. That's amazing.
I'm walking down the street right now, and I'm reflecting on the change that has happened. You know, in the past, I would walk down the street with my dog, and I would be stressed about the past. I would be anxious about the future, and I could never be in the now. And I said, how can we as humanity live like this? You know, I'm passing you by, and you're not even enjoying the beauty of now.
Yeah, absolutely. That is amazing, Annie, really.
And I just wanted to let you know, Jesse, yes, I am in the process of killing my ego. Yes, I have forgiven my parents. Now, when it came to my father, I couldn't come out in front of him and say, I forgive you for molesting me, because my father's a very violent man, and he hasn't done work on himself yet to be able to take that in that moment, you know. Okay. But I did tell him, I forgive you, and I told my mother I forgive her. And then, so what had happened was, this is how, when you're getting out of the ego, the devil tries to get you again. Essentially, now that I've healed from it, I had a nightmare about what my father did to me. And so as soon as I woke up, the ego said, you got to relive what happened. You have the right to be upset, don't you, your father? And then I realized in that moment that it wasn't true. You know, that was just a thought. And the problem with people in life is, they identify with their thoughts. They think that their thoughts is them, and it's not.
Yes, absolutely. You say you forgave your father, even though you couldn't do it in person because of his violent nature, according to you. You still forgave him?
Yeah, I forgave him in my heart, and I went to go see him one day, and I started to say the words, I forgive you, but then I could see that violent nature was going to come to the surface, okay. And I didn't need to say that. But I don't have any anger towards my father. I personally realize that anything anyone in my life has ever done to me, it wasn't them, because the true them is a beautiful, loving nature that God gave them.
100%. It was not them. That's what you're... Nope. That's amazing, Annie. Wow.
Yeah. And there's one last thing. I know that you got to get going because you got a bunch of other callers that matter. I wanted to tell you that song at the beginning of your show, I listen to it every day, and I've made my own version. I'm going to sing it to you for 10 seconds.
Oh, okay. The one we just played right now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it goes like this. I was lost in the world today. I didn't know how to stand up strong. I couldn't face the truth about myself or understand what went wrong. But Jesse helped me find a way. Jesse helped me find a way. Jesse helped me find a way. So now I stand up.
Wow. Amazing. I love it. Make sure you send it to me.
Amazing. I will. Thank you, Jesse. I hope you have a wonderful life, and I really appreciate you. God bless each and every one of you out there.
You too, Annie. And you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. You made my day today. You stay with it.
Okay. Have a wonderful day.
All right. You
Bye.
Too. Bye now. Amazing. You don't have to live in thoughts, folks. You do not have to live in misery. I don't care what you've done or what has happened to you. Forgiveness is freedom. And forgiveness is not like what you've been told in the past. Forgiveness is admitting that you're wrong for being angry about anything, at anyone, about anything. Because when you are resentful and angry and malicious and vicious and all that stuff, you're suffering because you're not allowed to resent your fellow man. You have to love them. You must love all as the Spirit of God loves you. And when you love what's right first, this I promise you, you're going to love all, even your enemy. And if you don't love all, you love none. You can't love one or two or somebody just because they love you. If you don't love all, you love none. And that you can bank on. And so when you hate one group or one person, you hate everyone, including God. You hate God, too. You hate his son. You hate his mama. You hate everybody. So drop the anger, build love. Because your body was affected, your spirit is in prison because you have anger. Forgive. I am sorry for resenting you. Started with your mother, every human being. And then forgive your father. Amazing, Annie. You stay with it. One other quick thing I want to give you before I go back to the callers and your super chats as well. I don't know if y'all heard about this. There was a fight in downtown Los Angeles over a restaurant bill, according to the report. This is from Fox 11. Five women are recovered from stab wounds after a dispute over a restaurant bill in downtown Los Angeles. Watch this from Fox 11.
Several people are recovering from stab wounds this morning following a brawl at a downtown L.A. restaurant.
That's right. According to law enforcement sources, both the suspects and the victims, well, they were all friends. Actually, some of them may even be related to each other. Take a look. Video shared on Citizen app showed quite a large response by police and paramedics with multiple victims down in different locations. We have exclusive new information about what happened as the private party was wrapping up. Servers brought the group their bill, and that's when sources say the fighting started. It was 4:40 in the afternoon. The all-girl group apparently disagreeing on something and began arguing with each other. Police confirmed one of the women pulled out a knife while another one grabbed a bottle. The war of words quickly turning into a very dangerous fight. The fire department says five people were evaluated at the scene. Four of them, all women, taken to the hospital ages 26 to 37. All of them were stabbed. Some with a knife, another with the bottle. The fifth victim, police are calling her Jane Doe. They don't know who she is because even though she had some serious cuts to her face, she decided to just leave. By early evening, police confirmed two suspects were arrested. And this morning, those two suspects, both women, are behind bars facing assault with a deadly weapon charge. No word today if that bill ever got paid at the restaurant.
Well, mess. Where is the love, huh? Where is the love? Where is the love you said you'd give to me soon as you were free? Where is the love? You told me that you love me and you never say goodbye. Amazing. You heard that song, Nick? What?
No.
What a loser. You never heard that song?
Nope.
You need to bring back the good old days, buddy. You said you really love me, and you're gonna say goodbye. Amazing. Here is from AOL. Here's the image of one other woman being arrested and treated for her wounds. She appeared to be black to me. I knew they were going to be black. You can't take the blacks anywhere. If you really didn't mean it, why did you have to lie? Where is the love? There she is. What the? Black people carrying on. And here is another image from AOL. A man who was also detained at the scene, but it's unclear if he was involved in the fight. Black people, you seem to be black too. We need love. Where is the love? If you want to enter into perfect peace, you must have love. You must have love. you're never going to be free. And you're going to think all your life, if you don't change, that, oh, I'm only human. I can't have perfect peace. I'm not perfect. I can't have perfect peace. You will always believe that lie. When love came down for you and love told you, you can have perfect peace. You can have love. But you must forgive as you are being forgiven. You got to admit you're wrong and forgive. And you shall be free while you live. And don't let anyone deceive you that being angry, being resentful, being vicious and nasty to people and all that, that's not the way it's supposed to be. You will never be free because you're doing that. When you do that, you're doing it to yourself, and it come back on you. It come back on you. You're mad at others. You think you're getting away with something. It's coming back on you. What you put out, come back. One other quick example of that. From Grok. A woman in a blue BMW parked diagonally blocking a white SUV so the family returning to it could barely get in. She's parked so close to the car, the SUV, according to the story. And when she was confronted about it calmly, according to the story, she escalated by claiming pregnancy, threatened to fight, and dragged the other woman out. Watch this from X.
What a rude person.
Well, you know what? Listen, honey.
Listen. The lines are there, so you...
Well, you know what, Andrew? Make sure you get that she's over
the line. Before
begging
my car, yeah?
Come on, get it that she's over the line.
The lines are there so that you can, it helps you park correctly.
Yeah, take the line.
You're not supposed to park that way. It's called being courteous of others.
You're the idiot that crossed like that and started this confrontation. If you had not been parked like that,
You're saying all of that and saying what? Hey, now you're watching me. Like, I'm pregnant, so if you with my child, I will you up. I'm telling you that because I'm too much pregnant. I will drag you out this.
No, don't talk to my mom like that.
You see, she's hitting me in my stomach.
Well, then maybe you should.
So that was going to be a problem.
No, if you didn't
that
properly.
Was going to be a problem.
Don't do that to my mom. Don't do that to my mom.
I'm protecting my child. There's nobody out here. What the is wrong with you?
Well, your kid isn't born yet, but.
Yeah, that's why I'm making sure that he comes into the world. Yes. That's what I'm making sure.
Get in the car.
What?
Get in the car before the cops get in.
All right.
Amazing. Now you see why white people don't want to live around the blacks. This is why when the blacks move in, they move out. You got to deal with this. And even worse. What a mess. They show her car over the line. And not the right thing to do, you know what, I'm sorry, let me get it in straight there. Let me put over. And this is what you got. White people just want to have a white, first-class, free life. They don't want to be fighting with you. They don't want to be having to take care of you. They don't care what you do with your own life. They just want they want to be free and have beauty around them and be innovative and doing their thing, but you want to fight. And then when they don't want to be around you, you call them racist. This is why white people, you're already on the genocide. You got to get away from this. If you want to be free, it's going to get worse. It's not going to get better in your own country. What a mess, huh? Derek reminded me, no shopping carts in the way as well. That's right. White people just want, that's why they have the best countries in the world. because they want a white life, a free life. And then they let y'all move in, and this is what you get. How about saying, thank you, white people? It's like with all the work Donald Trump is doing right now. Why don't you just say, thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, white people, for being innovative and building, and then you allow us to come in. I'm sorry we have to destroy it. Whites just want a white life. I was in an area yesterday that's beautiful, and it was all white. And then the people that were not white, they looked like white people. Good hair and little bodies and everything. White people just want a white life. What a mess. Let me go to Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Rick, you are on the air.
What's going on, Jesse?
All is well, Rick from Virginia.
Yes, sir. Everybody and their mama. Well, this is the Jesse Lee Peterson Show for Knowledge Today, brother.
Amazing. Thank you, Rick.
Man, you know, Jesse, they're trying to compare Charlie Kirk and Jesse Jackson together.
What do you mean?
What do you think about that?
What do you mean?
Oh, they're trying to say...
I hadn't heard that.
I saw it on Facebook.
They had
Jesse Jackson pitching Charlie Kirk, and they were trying to say, well, of course you're liberal. Your Iron Triangle liberal black pastor was saying Jesse Jackson's the better man because he loved his country, and they called Charlie Kirk a racist. Here's what I always, when I talk to blacks about Charlie Kirk, I always ask them, Jesse, do you listen to the interview to its entirety, or do you just take sound bites from cable Negro News and just judge off that? You see what I'm saying, Jesse?
I didn't know. I knew Charlie Kirk. I seen him. I met him at different events that we were both speaking at. We have talked. We did talk. But Jesse Jackson was not Charlie Kirk, that's for sure. Jesse Jackson brought so much misery upon people, it's not even funny. Jesse Jackson had no love.
To me, I would consider Jesse Jackson a gangster. And the reason why is that for, because you know when somebody have an issue, you know how blacks cry racism at a job, they'll go call Jesse Jackson, and he'll go over there and make a deal with the company and probably get large sums of money and tell the person that reported the claim to go to work, and he never gets none of the money. just go and shake the apple tree.
Well, one thing I know about Jesse Jackson, that whole civil rights movement and stuff, that he was a part of, it brought nothing but misery to the blacks and the whites and America at large. It had no love in it, and things have only gotten worse since that so-called civil rights movement. And so he had no love.
I agree.
Yeah.
And just most of we blacks and liberals, when I talk to them, because, you know, when you work for the federal government, most of the people that are liberal, you know, and it's like when you educate them, all you do is they get more angry and angrier. And I just choose to leave them ignorant. You know, I really do, Jeff. I just say, well, you have a right to be wrong and leave it alone, man. It's just like,
don't even argue with them or anything. They do have a right to stay in their misery.
Yep. I thought a lot of people, when you said it, they think you're being cruel. A person has a right to stay in their hell if they want to stay in it.
Yeah, they do.
That's not being cruel, but a lot of people think that it sounds cruel when you say that.
How does it sound cruel? You have a right to live whatever life you want to live. Life was a gift from God, and God lets you live any kind of way you want to live. You could be free or you could be enslaved.
And you know, just I agree with that. I mean, I say it, but even though we talk to other Christians and other people, that sounds cruel. I said, it's not cruel. If a person wants to stay in their misery, let them stay.
Yeah.
They have a right to be wrong.
Absolutely.
You know, and...
That's for sure.
Yes, sir. And of course, you say, too, that it's so funny how blacks, they're always talking about they built this nation, and yet we built Black Wall Street. I'm like, if we built all these things, why can't we rebuild them again? Ain't nothing in Africa, nothing but sand and tents, or either, you know what I mean. Not no real infrastructure.
That's why they left there and came here. There's nowhere that you can go where it's predominantly ran or controlled by blacks, and it's innovative, it's beautiful. You're not going to find it.
But either you go to Haiti, you ain't going to find it there.
Yeah.
Anything, any nations run by either blacks or they call people of color, the government takes all the money, they become dictators, and the people are oppressed.
That's and for you sure, think, Rick.
And blacks think they're the only ones that have been enslaved. I said, man, everybody been enslaved. Even Africans enslaved Europeans, but they don't hear about that because they don't make no money. The only thing when it comes to history, when it comes to overseas and biblical history, the only history blacks know is the transatlantic slave trade. That's the only slavery they know. And the public schools make sure they keep them in that situation.
Yeah.
And speaking of you know Gary, Indiana? I'm sorry, go ahead, Jesse.
Ray, I want to ask, because of time, I got a bunch of calls I want to get to. Remember that lady, that black lady in Virginia, she was running against that white lady for governor, I guess? Was it governor today?
Yes, I was about to get to that. Keep on, Jesse.
Yeah. And you voted for that black lady, right?
I did. Yes, I did.
Are you disappointed she didn't win?
Well, I hate that she didn't win because now we... Reaping the repercussion of this woman here, Spanberger, because she's raising taxes like crazy. And, you know, but here, you know, I just say, y'all get what y'all pay for.
Where is she now, the black lady?
What about Wilson Sears?
Yeah, where is she? What happened to her?
I haven't heard from her since the election.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I haven't heard anything from her since the election.
Oh, so
I guess she lost. You know, you how it is. You clean your house, you take your stuff, and you probably just go off and go fishing for a while, clear your head. You know what I mean, Jesse?
Are you going to corner and cry?
Oh yeah, that too. Or either I haven't heard from Winston since the election.
Currently she's residing in Winchester, Virginia. That's according to Brave AI.
I think Winchester's not too far from D.C.
Oh, okay.
And that's usually a nice area. And we got another important election coming up too, man.
Which one is that?
April 21st. That's the Democratic Congress in Virginia wants to do gerrymandering. They want to redraw the state to get more Democratic seats.
The Democrats are trying desperately to get back in power.
Well, you know, they started it. You know, that's how Jamal Bowman and Jasmine Crooked got in office because the Democrats, Jerry. Now, both parties do it. But see, that's why Trump likes saying, well, since the Democrats are doing it, why don't y'all do it? And that's why the Republicans are doing it, because the Democrats started it first.
Amazing. Rick, thank
in
you,
New
man.
New York and Illinois.
I got it real good to hear from you, man.
Thanks for taking my call. Hey, good to hear from you, Jesse, man. Thanks for taking my call. Love y'all, man. Love our brothers and sisters that listen to the show, man.
Right on.
You got to stay strong. Love y'all and be blessed.
You too, Rick. Thank you. Amazing. The Treasure Chest is now open on D-Live. And Scratch Off is happening on Pules.net. Amazing. Back in a moment. Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why do you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts make you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen, but it's amazing to see it. So relax. What the 888-77 Jesse. The Hank Report is coming up. The guy with the good hair, the Hank Report.com from 9 to 11, right at the top of the hour after my show. And Hank is on fire. And after that, oh Lord, not George Lord, but the American anchor, baby. Energy all over the place. Real energy from 11 to 1. And I forgot my back. And then I wasn't reminded that the anchor baby was a guest on whose show was he on?
The Caledonian Elixir.
Caledonian Elixir on yesterday. And I had mentioned. I planned to mention it before, and I forgot, my bad. But you can podcast it, right, Nick?
Yeah, it's on his channel.
Okay.
If you guys missed that stream, there was some technical issues. The recording is up.
I know, because I was trying to listen to it, and it kept, what it kept doing?
Buffering.
I'm like, what the? But you can podcast. It was amazing. And it was really, really, really nice to see the anchor baby doing his first live interview as a guest. It was interesting. I remember when Hank did his first live interview. I'm like, what the? So the anchor baby was on that show. Check it out. And you can check out his show today live at 11 a.m. from 11 to 1. Did you have fun, anchor baby?
Yeah, for sure. It was fun.
Amazing.
I was glad to be on.
Yeah. Nice. And don't forget to like these videos, check out the merch and all that good stuff. I do appreciate it. Let me go to David out of Florida. David, you are on the air.
Hello.
Hey, David.
How you doing, Mr. Jesse?
All is well.
That's good to hear, sir. I got a few questions, if you don't mind, if you
okay.
got the time.
Okay.
So, I stopped saying, when people sneeze, ha-chu, you know, when you get the sniffles, sneeze.
Yes.
I stopped saying, bless you.
And why?
Because I don't, for one, that's I was raised to do it. I was, like, taught to say bless you.
Right.
Two, I'm not... I'm not blessing you. I kind of switch it up when I say it sometimes here and there. I'll say, God bless you. May God bless you. But I would rarely say it. But people would look at me sideways and they were like, hey, why didn't you say it?
What does it mean when you say it?
I have no idea.
Hey, what does that mean?
It's, I think, I heard, and I don't know if this is an old wives' tale, that anytime somebody sneezed, they thought, oh no, this person has like the plague or something. And so they're like, oh, God bless you. Because it was very drastic were dire for somebody to get sick in the Middle Ages or Dark Ages or at some point. Right. And that's when they started saying, bless you. And we've said that ever since. But I don't know if that's an old wives' tale or not. It may be false. But they mean God bless you and prevent you from getting sicker than
mean
you already
that
are.
They hope God don't let you get sick.
Right, or heals you or something.
I say it once in a while now too, David. But you're right. When I used to say it, it was just out of habit. I was told to say it, I guess, or I heard the adult saying it. And then I started saying it, and it just became a habit. David?
Come off of mute. I think you turned on mute or something.
David, turn your mute off. Are you sneezing? Derek, my producer, telling me that saying bless you is a polite habit.
Yeah.
Originated from ancient superstition and health crisis. He got that from Google AI. David?
Yes, sir.
I used to say it too, but it was out of habit. And sometimes I still say it, but not as much as I used to.
And really, it's just to make the other person feel better.
Yeah. It really is. But
I got another one for you, sir, if you have a quick second.
Okay.
I'm not terrified. I'm scared of roller coasters. What do you think about that? Do you like roller coasters? They're really fast.
I love them.
Okay, so you do love roller coasters. Darn it. Am I just beta?
You are beta.
Darn it.
What a beta.
What a beta.
Why are you afraid of him?
I bought it the other day, and it's just like it's out of my control.
Your phone cracking up, but what were you saying?
I think it's out of my control. Like, what I'm getting thrown around, and I just don't like that.
Well, nowadays, I'll be a little concerned about getting on one since I know that service today is not good at all. And so the people that are working on them and watching them, I would be concerned if they're repaired and they're strong enough to hold you up like they used to do. But I used to love riding those things. When I lived in Indiana, we used to go over to Magic Mountain over there in Chicago. Not Magic Mountain, but Riverview. I think it was called Riverview. And we used to ride on those things. I like those things, man.
God almighty. I guess I just have to suck it up and just get on them, right?
That's up to you.
Well, I don't want to be a beta.
Amazing.
All right. Do you have a biblical question? I didn't get it last Sunday.
Yeah, let me ask you this. Let me give it to you. Then I got to run. Why are women assumed innocent and men are assumed guilty?
Why are women assumed innocent and men are assumed guilty?
Yeah.
Because it's what we're raised by, man. We're raised by the woman, and we're saying, hey, the woman's innocent, and the man is evil. I guess that was how I see it. We're just raised that way. It's in the culture.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate that, David, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday.
Thank you so much for your time, sir. I appreciate it, Mr. Jesse.
All right. Okay. You stay with it, all right?
You be safe, sir. God bless.
You too, buddy. Thank you. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to South Carolina and talk to Trent, a first-time caller, Trent, out of South Carolina. Trent, you are on the air.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Trent.
Hey, Jesse. How you doing, brother?
All is well.
Good, good. I had two questions for you.
Okay.
You think Destiny snorts that devil dandruff?
What?
Destiny.
No, I don't know what you mean by that, so I can't comment on that.
Okay. My next question is why are people always put the Indians on a pedestal?
Because they want to pretend that they love the Indians and hate the white man, and they want to have somebody to blame. And so they blame the white man for the failure of the Indian. They have no love.
Yeah, I got my great-great-grandpa was full-blooded Cherokee Indian, and they get on here and say that white man stole the land from the Indians and raped and done all this stuff. But I want you to start telling people the truth about them and tell them that they was over here scalping people and raping and doing the same things that they accusing the white man of doing. They was scalping people alive, raping other people's women, killing each other and doing all the same stuff.
Amazing. You are, your grandfather was an Indian?
Great-great-grandfather was full-blooded Cherokee Indian.
Oh, okay. Yeah, most of the time when people are accusing others, they are doing that themselves. That's why they accuse.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate that, Trent. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Hey, I love your show, brother.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, man. Thank you and Hank both. I watch both y'all shows.
Right on. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Have a good one.
All right. My mother married, my father married us in Cherokee. My mother people were ashamed of me. The Indian said that I was white by law. The white man always called me Indian squaw. High breeze, that's all I ever heard. High breeze, that's how I love and hate the world. Both sides were against me since the day I was born. Amazing. Quentin, a first-time call out of Texas. Hey, Quentin, you're on the air.
Hello there. I just had a. I'm not here to debate black or white with you or anything like that.
Okay.
I like the fact check. You always use affirmative action when I do catch a show or you're debating Roland Martin and whoever you're debating. It's always affirmative action. For me, I hold a doctoral degree in health administration. I'm a retired Army Ranger. I have an MD degree. I'm a doctor. I didn't get anything from affirmative action. Nothing at all. And I'm African American. Nothing at all. But that seems to be your base. I know your base is geared more toward white folks. I understand that. And I'm not here to debate you that. You feel
how
you feel.
What do you mean geared toward white folks? That's not true. But that's not true. I want to have a conversation, but you can't just state something that is not true.
Okay. All right. Can I finish saying why I called it?
Right. But you realize you said something that's not true in your conversation, right?
Okay. All right. Well, that's neither here nor there. But let's say that. Okay. See, you always deflect. Like I said,
a statement that's not true. I didn't interrupt until you made a statement that I'm listening listening to you, but you made a statement. Don't say something that's not true. All right.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead.
I feel how I feel. It's okay. I feel how you feel. I feel how I feel. You feel how you feel.
No, but you still can't say things. But go ahead.
My biggest issue, sort of like you and the leader of our free world. You always bring up affirmative action, Mr. Peterson, but what I want to know is, and if you can tell me these two answers, I will not say another word. I would answer every question you have.
Okay.
Tell me, when was affirmative action created? See, I like the fact check. When was it created?
During the so-called civil rights movement that I'm a...
Wait, let me tell you, then you can correct me. Go ahead.
Calm down, buddy.
Go ahead.
It was during the so-called affirmative action when all that came about, and the black people, so-called leadership, made the white man give up and let the blacks in for free without earning it. Affirmative actions in the U.S. formally began in 1961 when President John F. Kennedy issued Executive Order 10925. So 1961.
Okay, 1961. Okay.
Yeah, I knew it was during the so-called civil rights movement stuff.
Okay. No problem. So now, who actually kicked it over? Who actually moved the needle an extra step for it to happen? Now, can I say what I can say, and then, or unless you still have to elaborate on that?
Well, I do know it's been said that white women were getting it, but even if they were, black people were still getting it more than white women.
Mr. Peterson, sir, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Are you still talking, or can I go ahead? Okay. First of all, affirmative action, you are correct. From March 6, 1961 is when it was created. Executive Order John F. Kennedy 10925. But after that, it was President Lyndon Johnson in 1965 to include gender, And it had absolutely nothing to see. This is a misconception that a lot of our black folks like yourself just don't get it, don't understand it. Even some white folks don't understand it. Affirmative action, sir, was set up for warehouse jobs for every race. It has nothing to do with black folks getting jobs. It has nothing to do with black folks benefiting from an affirmative action. It was set up by Lyndon B. Johnson, sir, in 1967, which include gender. So the white females were at home at the time. While the white men went out and worked. We're talking about the back in the days where there were Hispanics, there was Latin, there were black people that were getting rejected jobs, warehouse jobs. It had nothing to do with what you just said.
Well, so it was set up in 1968.
Can I finish?
It was set up in 1968. Gender was added to the protected category under these regulations. But still, it was primarily for black people.
It was never for
white people to get it at all.
Mr. Peterson, it was not. And I'm not trying to disrespect you.
You're not that much older than I.
You're not that much older than I. I'm 62. But I am telling you
that's
that
right.
It was not created just for blacks. It was for all non-white folks. For warehouse jobs. It has absolutely nothing to do with that. So
yes, it did. Originally, it was just for the blacks because their leader told them that they couldn't make it. The white man was holding them back. And so it's a part of the so-called affirmative action.
Can I say one other thing real quick?
Yes.
Can I say one other thing real quick?
Yes.
So what happened, Mr. Peterson, is when not just the black men, the Latins and all these other folks were getting rejections once the bill was passed, what the white males did was took their white wives, out of the house and employed them. So they employed them. So guess who took those jobs away from the black man, away from the Latin man? It was white women. They benefited from college, going to school. It had absolutely nothing to do with the color of your skin. You're black.
But that's not true.
Give you a job.
That's not true.
Ms. Peterson, it is true.
But let me ask.
It is true, sir.
Let me ask. You said that you're a doctor. Mm-hmm. You have a doctorate degree,
correct.
Right? Did you go to a black university or a white one?
I went to a white university.
And did you get in by way of affirmative action?
Well, no, I did not. First of all.
But how would I know, since affirmative action was put there for the blacks, and then the blacks start crying, they wanted to get into the white school, but they didn't. They couldn't pass the SAT test,
and so
they lowered the standard to let the blacks in. How do I know you didn't get in under that?
Okay, Mr. Peterson. First of all, let me say this. First of all, I didn't get any of those things personally. Speaking as a black man, for me, I am. If you heard me, in the beginning, I told you I am a retired Army Ranger. So I went through the military process. It had nothing to do with affirmative action.
I know, but since they had affirmative action for the blacks, and that's the only way the blacks could get into the white schools, how would I know that you earned your way there since you're black and affirmative action existed?
Mr. Peterson, your soliloquy is all incorrect. as it pertains to affirmative action. It is all incorrect.
That's now, not true.
A lot of folks benefit. It is, sir.
How many experts on affirmative action?
A lot of people benefited from affirmative action, not just black people, sir.
I know you're right. There are other people that have a benefit from it, but it was primarily for the blacks. And they're still receiving it by way of DEI and all that stuff.
That's just not true. That's just not true.
Why are you saying that's not true?
Because I know that not to be a fact. Everyone has an opportunity to do anything they want to do and become anything they want to become, and it has absolutely nothing to do with affirmative
action. But the black people don't know that, though. Most of the blacks don't know that they can make it or do what they want to do. I have proof for you. Did you hear Gavin Newsom on a black show saying that he was like the blacks, he was like them? He couldn't pass the SAT score either?
I didn't catch that, but my question is, it has absolutely nothing to do with that, sir. Everyone, all colors, have to pass SAT. Yes, I'm with you on that. But that has nothing to do. I mean, there's a lot of white folks that are not passing the SAT score, but your argument and your deflection is always, it's the black folks' fault. The white folks gave you this. The white folks gave you that. I think that's what pissed me off more than anything. I'm with you, Mr. Peterson, when you say there are a lot of lazy folks, but there are a lot of lazy folks in all races. But your argument is always affirmative action, the white man giving the black man this. That's not the case. Like I said, myself, I went 22 years in the military. No one gave me anything. I put my life on the line for this country.
Should they get rid of affirmative action? Should they get rid of it so that we would know if the blacks are earning their way?
That's okay. You know what, sir?
No, I
understand
should,
how
should
you feel.
Should we get rid of it, though?
Oh, yes, but should we get rid of it?
Yeah.
I don't even think it's there. Affirmative action is not there.
Yeah, sir. It's called DEI now. It's the same thing.
No. Something made up by white folks that you tend to believe, and that's just the way it is. I mean,
no, Everyone has to work hard.
Go ahead.
I was around during that time with the whole civil rights movement. Do you regret that the civil rights movement came about because it was wrong?
Me personally, now I'm only speaking for me.
Right.
During that time, when the African American male or the Hispanics or whoever was around at the time, when they were trying to do the right thing, and they were progressing a little bit better, a little faster than the white folks, who do you think was slowing them down and say, hey, we can't let you get more of us? Not only did white folks do that to us, but what officials did the white folks have on their side to reject us?
I know, but that's not true what you're saying. The white man.
Yes, it is.
The white man.
You said you grew up in the South.
Right.
You grew up in the South.
Sweet home, Alabama. Right.
Okay, right, exactly. Now,
back in. Quentin, that's not true. The white people were just fine with the blacks as long as the black people stayed in their corner and the whites stayed in their corner and let them come together naturally without force. If they had never tried to force the people to come together, America would still be amazing. But they tried to force the blacks on the whites, and that's the problem.
I am not saying.
Do you agree with that?
I am not saying white folks are evil.
Do you agree with that? Do you agree that they tried to force the blacks on the whites?
No, I disagree with you on that.
Why are you disagreeing?
Because we had and still have black folks that were successful back in those days, that was growing their own crops, that was just progressing and doing a lot of things, right?
Yeah.
But the moment that they got bigger than white folks, or more successful than white folks,
call me
what
again,
happened?
I gotta...
The law got involved, right? So now, how can black folks How could black folks beat white folks and beat the law at the same time?
Quentin, yes, call me again. I'm running out of time. Call me again.
Okay.
You hear the
All
music, right?
Thank you for taking time out to hear me, okay?
Okay. You hear the music?
I do. What, the music, yes, I do.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Mr. Peterson.
All right,
thank
buddy.
You.
All right. Super chat.
Super chat.
Marcus G, 59A, Jesse, there's a little something for your little business. Dollar signs, white/tan hands, heart hands, and 100 emojis.
Thank you, Marcus G. We're going to put that with buying new equipment. Thank you.
Anthony L, 100 sticker.
Thank you, Anthony L.
Charles, concerning that plane crash, LaGuardia, even if air traffic controller cleared me to cross a runway in a fire truck, I would still stop and look for a landing plane before I cross instead of going blindly across the runway. I blame the fire truck driver.
Amazing. Thank you.
Bolgar Wolf. Jesse, if one has money enough to live well, like money from renting property, should he still go to work just for the sake of being busy and doing something?
Not
or would
unless
that be escaping from
stillness? Not unless he want to. You could do other projects. You don't have to go to work if you have the money already. But thank you.
Brian R. Hake with the good hair. No hair is good. Scrunch face is God's begotten son by grace and adoption. Not by nature like Jesus. There's only one son of God. What the?
No, every human being is a only begotten son of God, and every human being is the only begotten daughter of God, and that is amazing to me. But thank you.
Thank you, Brian. Jesse UW, love you, JLP and crew.
Thank you. I appreciate your support.
Jim in Alaska, BQ, biblical question.
Why are women assumed innocent and men are assumed guilty?
Evil has been slowly eroding God's order by destroying the head of household, turning earthly laws and society against men, making women untouchable, resulting in broken families producing spiritually deficient children in a single-parent home.
Amazing. Thank you.
Nick LaBoy.
Thank you. I put my chips in Sunday.
Nick LaBoy on Rumble. What good does it do to start a crime prevention task force if you have an attorney general who doesn't hold anyone accountable? Not one arrest and prosecution from DOJ, radical judges, Michigan fraud, etc. Or Minnesota fraud? Not sure which. Thank you, Nick LaBoy.
Yeah, thank you. That's amazing.
Acadian out of Canada, Annie's call was amazing. She nailed that song, Punch Clapping.
I love that song, and I love her testimony. It shows you can overcome anything. Right on, Annie.
And we'll have to read the rest of your coffees and stuff
Thank
later,
y'all.
Thank you.
And callers, call me tomorrow if you can or next time. Bye. Hate coming up.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.